The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented, of course, by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. Most of you know this. Loving all the media gigs these days. Fun doing a couple Eagles preseason games. I actually won't be calling Thursday night's game. That's on Amazon Prime nationally. That'll be Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels. I will be, though, in Nashville Saturday for the start of college football season, Hawaii at Vanderbilt. The Rainbow Warriors and the Commodores, your boy, will be in the booth for Westwood One, calling that game nationally on the radio. That game counts and everything, in the standings, whatever. So hard to believe we got some college football week zero games. Highly encourage you to follow me on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. That way you can see the press box food that all of these different venues have. We'll see what Vanderbilt brings to the table. You definitely should follow at Ross Tucker Pod, because that's how you first know when each of the shows is posted and when you can see the highlight clips of each of the shows that we think are the best 2 or 3 30-second to a minute clips from each of the shows. College draft, we already made 3 picks with the spread yesterday on the College Draft Podcast with Emery Hunt. So make sure you're adding that to your podcast listens or ones that you watch over at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Emery had a very good college football season a year ago. The star of this show is Steve Fezzik, the only 2-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. It is the Super Contest at the Westgate. He is our guy. He is our leader. And Steve, I got a lot of questions for you this week. Number one, we got to talk about some of your thoughts on preseason week 2. Number two, what bets have you already made? Are you going to make preseason week 3? I know the lines have moved a decent amount already. I know you've got some thoughts on maybe even some season win total bets based on some things you've seen so far this preseason. So a lot to get to. Love the email questions. Man, we get Twitter questions for you now, Steve, at Ross Tucker NFL. Lots of email questions, ross@rostucker.com. As a reminder, if you take advantage of any of the sponsors, especially, by the way, going to westshorehome.com/Ross, send me the offer, send me the free estimate, whatever it is, ross@rostucker.com. You'll go to the top of the list to ask Steve a question, which is obviously very, very valuable, very cool opportunity that we have for you. And it's not too early to sign up, become one of our patrons, patreon.com/rtmedia. Starting next week, Sean Grades will be having all of our grades for all of our official picks moving forward that you can check out. Again, patreon.com/RT Media gets you access to the private Slack channel where you can see all of our bets in black and white. Speaking of that, Steve, let's start with preseason week two thoughts because I know you got some. What are they?
Yeah, the sharp money for the most part gets there, Ross. Eight big line moves on sides. I won't go through all of them, but the sharp bettors go 6-2, concluding with everyone who took the underdog Washington football team, the Commanders, +4, +3, +2, and even +1.5. Well, the +1.5 got rather dicey at the very end, but it got there. Every number getting there. The streak is over. And I tell you what, when a team is 24-0 and money pours in against them, it's probably the right side. I'm not sure at +1.5 it was the right side, but certainly at +4. And it just goes to show, while everyone else is sweating out the end result of that game at a line of one, not much sweating to do if you're sitting on a +3 when your team's down 2 and driving late.
Lot to get to. Just on that game, Steve, one of the things that I thought was interesting, and I don't know if people had information on this or not, it was very clear that the Commanders really wanted to win that game. I mean, Sam Howell and their receivers and a bunch of starters played the whole first half. We didn't see Lamar Jackson or Andrew. I mean, obviously, Zay Flowers played a little bit, and the Ravens always want to win. But the Commanders, I mean, the owner, the sideline, the players, they really wanted to win that game, Steve. I don't know if that got out or people just surmised that, national TV, new owner, but that was pretty clear.
Yeah, what did get out was Hundley not playing. So really bad quarterback rotation for Baltimore, who clearly wanted to win as well. You're right, Flowers looks good. But I've never seen players win at the end of a game and they're hugging each other, you know, from top down across the board. By the way, update, the hurricane is over as the sun has broken out in Las Vegas. We got a drizzle. We barely got any rain at all. But the Sharps got it done. And I will say we spoke about the magic number of when a total drops below 37. And those did well again last week. If you did play overs, the low totals that were at 37 or below. I don't have the exact figures because a lot of numbers oscillated around the 37. I'm not so confident in week three that that's going, or I guess, well, last week of preseason here. I took a look last year, Ross. Didn't do so well playing overs last year, so I will be cautious on that.
Interesting. Okay, so a lot to get to here. We'll start with the fact that Omaha steaks are absolutely delicious, and they're inviting you to celebrate summer's last hurrah with 50% off site-wide during their Labor Day sale. Just go to omahasteaks.com, enter EVEN in the search bar to shop all the exclusive Labor Day packages like the Griller's Labor Day Feast. Unbelievable. You'll get free 8 mouth-watering burgers, 8 free gourmet jumbo franks. It's amazing. 50% off site-wide. I mean, you're not going to get this deal any other time. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life. Guaranteed. That's omahasteaks.com. Keyword even in the search bar. That's the key. Take advantage of that. Then email it to me, ross@rostucker.com. All right. Anything else, Steve? Preseason week two thoughts. So when the total was under 30, was 37 or below, we went over. We did well. The sharp bettors. Now, for people that maybe didn't listen last week or watch, when you say sharp bettors go 6-2, what does that mean?
I just looked at the biggest line moves that occurred over the course of the week on the sides. And by example, the 49ers, all the money was on the Niners. Word got out, you know, that Trey Purdy was going to play and a good quarterback rotation. Well, I guess we were worried about the quarterback rotation. Trey Lance played a fine game. The Niners went from a big underdog, 4.5, and closed much lower and ultimately won the game outright. I would be remiss not to mention the New England-Green Bay game. If you bet that game, you got a refund. They only played 52 minutes. Vegas rules require 55 minutes of action. So there's a bad beat for you of epic proportion. There was a total right around 36.5 early in the week. If you play it over like I did, 38 points scored, Ross, early in the fourth quarter. Push. No action because it didn't qualify.
Holy crap. Wait a minute. If it goes 55 minutes, though, it counts?
Yeah, it's the Wisconsin UNLV rule, if you will. Years ago, Wisconsin, everyone from Wisconsin came to UNLV. They crushed UNLV. Everyone bet on Wisconsin who was visiting, and a transformer mysteriously blew with 6 minutes to go in the game. And all the patrons came back to the casinos, and a near riot started when they tried to cash their tickets and were told that they were pushes. A game has to go 55 minutes for it to be an official play and to be graded.
I don't understand why that's the number. Why don't they just say it has to be the game has to be completed?
Because they don't want a situation if there's just like a minute left. And it would. I think the feeling, and this makes sense, if it materially was over, they're okay grading it. And they define materially as being within 5 minutes of the final score.
Wow. That's pretty wild, actually. Very, very interesting, Steve. Anything else on preseason week two before we look ahead?
I think we got to be looking at some of these quarterbacks. We got to be feeling more optimistic about the Raiders. The Raiders clearly have a good backup quarterback. And with a starting quarterback, Jimmy G, that's always injured, got to be feel better about the Raiders. Have to feel better about the Washington Commanders, right? Howell looked good. Got away with the deflected pass that was completed on fourth down, but nevertheless seemed to show a lot of poise, and got to be very concerned about some teams with their rookie quarterbacks, including the Carolina Panthers, where money is starting to trickle in on them to go under. I expect that trickle to become a pour. I don't see anyone being optimistic about Carolina in this coming year.
Based on just the two preseason games?
Well, since we had no data at all on Young, and now we have two games of data, I'd say that that's a significant sample size.
Wow. That's interesting. All right, so a lot to get to there. Before we get to preseason week three and maybe even some other season win total notes, it should be noted in my mind, while you're grilling the Omaha steak, Steve, there's only one thing you can be drinking, Labatt Blue Light. If you want to take your Labor Day weekend, your last couple summer weekends to the next level, get some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends. Live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Okay, Steve, let's look ahead to preseason week three. What do we need to know? What line moves have already happened? What have you already bet? What are you still considering?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say I haven't bet anything yet, so I am behind versus the pros that are working 24/7. But I'll outline to you who they have bet, and I agree with all these. Pittsburgh Steelers that start Thursday night open -3. They're up to -4.5. Pittsburgh will use their dress rehearsal in this game. It is unclear. Looks like Atlanta, though, is going to be sitting some starters, so Pittsburgh taking the game much more seriously. Indianapolis Colts are playing your Eagles, Ross. The Colts are playing their starters. We don't know about the Eagles. I think the Eagles might not play their guys. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not doing the game, but I can tell you based on last year, they didn't play their starters in the two games in which they had joint practices. You and I are recording this at 9:41 a.m. Eastern, 6:41 out there in Vegas. Steve is a rock star. And they have a joint practice with the Colts today. So I would guess that there aren't, but I don't know.
And that line did open Carolina minus three up to minus four. I'm sorry, Indianapolis minus three up to minus 4.5. Next game, Carolina Panthers. All the money on Carolina against Detroit goes up from 3 to 4.5. Carolina has not played well their first two games. The expectation is they're going to be taking this game much more seriously than the Detroit Lions. Look at this spot. San Francisco 49ers are treating this as their dress rehearsal. The Chargers, not only do the Chargers not care, but the Chargers had that little minor hurricane slash tropical storm roll through for distractions, and they had to play Monday night. So they had to play Monday night. Now they wheel back Friday. They never play anyone in the preseason anyways. This looks like a complete and utter no-show for the Chargers. I get it. San Fran's up to 7.5. We don't want to lay 7.5 in preseason. Sure looks like a good teaser candidate where I would be shocked if the Niners find a way to lose this game. That might be an anchor teaser game you might want to play.
Hey, question for you, Steve. Are there rules about teasers in preseason? Because I saw our buddy, our mutual friend, Paul Roberts, who comes on the show once or twice a year, was saying that he was not able to get down on any teaser, preseason teasers, really on any book this past weekend.
Yeah, it's hit or miss. Approximately, I would say 25% of the books allow teasers in preseason. They don't like preseason teasers. It makes sense. Lower totals. Lower totals means numbers tighter to the end result. And because of that, books are reluctant to take much action. Even big boy books. I have one book that for a while was saying, oh, $500 limit maximum on any one team. Doesn't matter if you tease them in seven other games. The aggregate limits was only 500. Now it's down to zero. The books don't like preseason teasers, and I don't blame them because, I mean, if you look at that, you tease the 49ers and you find another candidate like later on the week, Jaguars are hosting the Dolphins. Looks like White is hurt for the Dolphins. Jacksonville's going to play their guys. That's another big favorite, 7-point favorite that should win. That would be a great teaser partner for San Francisco to use Jacksonville as well.
You know, preseason week three is really interesting, Steve, because some teams are looking at it like, nah, it's just the last game. Like the old preseason week four, they're just going to play the third string guys so they don't get any injuries, and then they're going to cut them on Tuesday. Other teams are saying, wait a minute, we got a while before we actually play a regular season game still. I want to get our starters some legit action. This is their dress rehearsal. Feels like there's almost a bigger dichotomy in terms of playing time for starters in this preseason week three than in the first two.
Yeah, and look at Cleveland laying 3.5 at Kansas City. So Mahomes plays a lot in preseason, but you got to feel Kansas City is satisfied with how they've done, especially after beating the living crap out of Arizona last week. And this might be a complete and utter no-show for the Chiefs. Frankly, their backups looked darn good last week. I'm kind of shocked at that number, you know, seeing Cleveland laying 4 in Arrowhead. But I haven't done my research on the game yet. I'm sure it's information-driven.
It's pretty remarkable to me. Everybody has easier training camps. Everybody's playing their starters less and less. Not Andy Reid. They have hard training camp, and he plays his starters. It's like he's zigging while everybody else is zagging, Steve.
No doubt, and probably the most shocking result last week in preseason was the second half when Arizona completely got mauled by the Chiefs. It's going to be a long year. You know what? I'm very pessimistic about some of the bad teams in the NFL. I think it could be an extremely long year for Houston and for Arizona. Those are two teams that are lined at 6.5 and 4.5 season wins. I don't think either one of them is going over, Ross. I think they're both going to struggle.
Houston, really?
Yeah, the you know, there's studies showing these rookie quarterbacks, they don't get to 6 wins or above. I mean, that they have done very poorly when they start a high draft pick early on. We'll see if any of the quarterbacks can buck the trends. But the money has it's been against Carolina, it's been against Houston, and it's coming against Indy after early optimism for the Colts. Obviously, the Jonathan Taylor situation is not helping, but that optimism has ceased on Indianapolis.
Any other so we hit preseason week 2 pretty good, your takeaways. You kind of went through the line moves and what you're thinking for preseason week 3. Why haven't you made any bets yet?
Because college football is starting, and I frankly am trying to catch up to speed with so many games week 0 and week 1. And I mean, there's so many situations. Florida is playing Utah, and Cam Rising. Yeah. I am not a college football expert, Ross, but I can tell you this. If Florida's catching the third string quarterback for the Utes, they're probably going to be in good shape catching 8 points, and now they're catching 4.5 along with the under. So just one of about 80 games on the board trying to catch up to speed with college football. So that was somewhat of my focus the last few days.
Yeah, so that's it. I think it's a fair question, though. Why college football week 0 and week 1 instead of NFL preseason week 3? Is it because of the limits involved?
Just more games and more, but more importantly, the research I do on college football, I get to carry that over the entire year. I get to bet on all these teams on or against them for 12 games. All the preseason research for this week is all about one game because it's all about backups for the most part. I'm really not going to learn much at all that's going to help me going forward because if teams aren't playing their starters, it's not going to carry forward that research to help me win many bets come week 1.
You know what's wild, Steve? I'm not doing the game Thursday night for the Eagles because, as I mentioned, it's on Amazon Prime. So you know what I'm going to do instead? Take my family to the Eagles game. We're going to the beach this weekend, so might as well stop by Lincoln Financial Field on the way down. Got the tickets via the Game Time app. It's unbelievable. You can sit right next to me pretty much and get tickets for $19. They have tickets on the upper sideline, $21, $23. It's unbelievable. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Love getting the images of the seat right before you buy. I think I hit 3 buttons maybe? No, 2 buttons to buy the tickets. That's just bananas. You can join me. By the way, Game Time, I love preseason games. I love college football. Game Time app, great way to go see them. And then you send me the confirmation, ross@rostucker.com, and ask Steve your question. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Any other season win total thoughts, Steve? You already said you're down on Carolina, Arizona, and Houston. We'll talk more season win total stuff next week and college football stuff next week. Anything else top of mind right now based on what you've seen so far?
Well, just a little epiphany. I'm looking at the AFC North, and I like the Cleveland Browns. I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I like the Baltimore Ravens. So that means I probably don't like the Cincinnati Bengals. It sure looks like the Bengals, with the Burrow injury and with that division looking so tough, that an under 11 on the Bengals sure looks like an investment that needs to be made.
Wow. That is very interesting. It's also interesting that people can ask you any question that they would like to. It's time for Ask Steve.
Ever wanted to ask a professional sports bettor a question? It's time to Ask Steve.
All right, this comes from Steve Rossi. Steve, I'm a regular listener of the Even Money podcast. By the way, shout out to the guy at the Jersey Shore on the beach while I was doing push-ups that said, I listen to Even Money every week. That guy was awesome. Great show. Now the teams are going for more fourth downs. Does that make underdog teasers less attractive since losing teams may go for it in the fourth quarter and make it more likely they lose by a greater margin? Is that something that affects long teasers through the seven? Should we factor this in, and is that even possible? Thanks. That's from Steve Rossi, wondering about teams going for it more on fourth down.
Boy, that's a great question. It probably does hurt the teasers because going for it on fourth down increases variance. And anything that increases variance hurts overall results. Ideally, boom, a team goes in the red zone, Ross. In an ideal world, I just award them 5.2 points and we'd move on instead of having the situation where some teams will get a zero and some teams will get an eight, you know? So absolutely, as teams do more and more of that, one thing that does drive me crazy, and Washington did it last night, and a lot of teams do this, they go for it on fourth and two from like the 25-yard line, but they kick field goals fourth and two when they're on the 4-yard line. Now, I get it. It's a lot harder to pick up that fourth and two from the four, but if you fail, you stick the other team on their own 3-yard line. So I'd argue they do the opposite. Like the one time if I had a fourth and two, like if I'm on the 30, I'm kicking the field goal because my kicker's good. He's going to make it most of the time. I'm going to get my 3 points, and I'm still 30 yards away from getting a touchdown. And teams, like I said, oftentimes choose the opposite options.
It's really interesting. It's funny because I think teams in general, because of the data and the analytics and the win probability stuff involved, I think they're making better decisions. But on some level, Steve, that makes our job harder. Because, you know, if everybody just did the conservative thing and we knew that, makes it easier for some of these bets. But now that some of them know what they're doing, you know, they're a little bit more aggressive. That was a good question. Keep them coming. Ross at RossTucker.com after you take advantage of any of our sponsors. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money this weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, VSiN, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.